Master Melly Mel.
And this is Scorpio, show no shame.
And I'm Dynamite, the hypest man in the business.
And if you got ears, listen to 90.3 CKUT.
Good morning, it's your boy Oki Freshwater, and you are now listening to The Morning Detour with Wizzy and K on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You got two type of people in this world. You got people that's blessings and people that's lessons. Think about this. You might run into somebody, you don't have to know them. I'm telling you, they ain't got to be family, ain't got to be a friend. You'll run into this person, man, and they'll just be a blessing. They'll give you information, they'll give you resources, or they'll just say something to you when you're down. Them people right there, them people are blessings. I'm talking about they just come all, I'm talking about all color, shape, form, you don't know how they're going to come, and they will just bless your life. Then you got them lessons. The people that might hurt your feelings might hurt you. You might have a bad experience with them. Things might just don't go right. Don't be upset about that. They're lessons. They was lessons that were sent to you through your journey through life to educate you about, you know, certain things and just to wake you up and open your eyes more. So you got to be thankful for them lessons just how you thankful for them blessings. Both of them, lessons and the blessings, I'm talking about, it's extremely beneficial during your journey through life. So just, you know, just be thankful that you got them people that's going to be in your life, that's going to be lessons, and you got them people that's going to be them blessings.
Yes, much of y'all. It's another Friday. It's the Morning Detour. DJ Moon 1. You waited all week for this.
Meet me in the bedroom, let that all away. I've been thinking about this and getting all away. And I could feel like 4 days. Be me in the bedroom.
Your future is now.
It's just been good. Like I can't keep it out my mind like good. I slow that down, I take my time like good. I lock that down, I make that mind if I could. It's just too good. Are you still?
I might die for you, my
90.3 FM.
I see Lorena with the turtleneck on. I couldn't find my Uggs boots. I can't find my thermal. Everybody in the city had to dig out all of their winter clothes. I seen people driving slow on the highway yesterday, Lorena. They changed the tires early. Y'all forgot we live in Montreal. It's as if the government turned on the weather machines. Like, oh, everybody's getting excited for the summer. We can't keep them inside because of COVID. Let's turn on the weather machine. And on top of it, let's mess up everybody's phone line, Lorena. What happened to Rogers and Fido? You saw how the world was just shut down without their phones? Y'all forgot what we did before our cell phones, before our smartphones? Did y'all forget we used to hang out on the stoop? Remember, Lorena, we used to hang out on Creamery by side day and them on the stoop? You know, people used to roll up on their bikes, used to have conversations. Things of the past, boy. Montreal, my city. I welcome you to the best 2 hours in Montreal radio, the number one morning show, The Morning Detour. I am your host, Weezy Moonchaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside the ultimate professional, Miss Lorena PR. How are you doing this morning, queen?
I'm doing good. I'm cold, but I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Girl, I know you cold. I see you the turn. Like, I can't even see your neck. You all covered up. I'm in the studio. I got two hoodies on. What is going on, boys? I thought winter was done, but here we are again. Winter is coming as if we're going back in time. So I guess we are in this multiverse, right?
It always snows in April, so I'm never ready for summer just yet. I'm ready for summer closer to June because I know how our weather is here.
Were you affected by the phones being down the other day, Rogers and Fido? They did say that they're going to issue a tax credit on people's main invoice. What's that going to be, $10, $15? You inconvenienced me for a day, Rogers. Lorena, were you inconvenienced as well? I know you're a busy woman as well.
No, I changed phone carrier, so I am no longer with Rogers, so I'm good.
You look like a Bell person. You look like a Bell or Telus person over there. I don't know what you're dealing with. But it's been a very, very eventful week. There's been a lot of shootings. We finally had a verdict on the Chauvin case. We'll discuss that as well in the news segment. There's a lot of updates on the COVID. I was just having a conversation with my partner just a few minutes ago, Lorena. What I don't understand, in Montreal, in Quebec, we have all these extraneous measures for COVID, but we keep letting everybody in on the plane. Everybody keeps coming in from all these countries that have different measures from we. And now we have this variant creeping up from India on us here. At what point is Trudeau going to shut down these international flights? Because at some point, I would like to return back to St. Lucia with you, Lorena, so we could go bathe in the volcano at some point. I cried the other day looking at pictures from trips. I'm dying for a resort, people. I know I'm not the only one. I think I've explored the whole of Quebec at this point, Lorena. At this point, we should just go to Nunavut. I think that's the only corner of Quebec I haven't visited yet. How do you feel? Do you think that Trudeau should like lock down international flights at this point? And are you scared that once we get to that measure, every country's going to be kind of like, you know what, we're just going to lock it down and nobody can come visit. So you're just stuck in your country.
Yeah, I mean, he should have done that like a long time ago when things were shut down. Like international flights should have been shut down as well. We should have had like a big shutdown across the board. I feel like now with like Ontario borders are closed, like you can't even take that quick trip anymore. So I think eventually like people are going to stop letting us into their countries because we're so behind.
Oh, we have a lot of vaccines update too. Where we couldn't get a second dose of one thing. Now they're trying to use another thing. There's inconclusive studies if we were to mix up the doses from two different vaccines, if it's going to give us effects. So basically, we're all just test bunnies at this point. I mean,
what? That's it.
What is going on? And then there's justified police shootings. There's unjustified police shootings. There's a whole cry wolf mentality going on in the black culture as well. We're gonna discuss that. But we have some great guests this week. Oh man, it's action packed this week. I interviewed the Melanated Mothers of Montreal, a great group of three ladies. They're business ladies. You have Veronica, Nina, and Dior. They're all professionals in their own right, but they started this group called Melanated Mothers of Montreal for black mothers, a safe space for them to communicate and share ideas and tips and tricks and whatnot. And they have an incredible podcast called The Toolkit. So that's great for mothers. And, I'm going to have them on my podcast Running Wolves over the weekend. So, Lorena, I was like, y'all ladies look too good to be mothers. Who had babies? The snapback is beautiful on black women after they have kids. And as well, I want to let everybody know, this morning's show is brought to you by gotthejob.ca. So if you're looking for a new CV, you want to refresh an old CD, you're looking for tips and tricks for interviews, or you're looking for guidance that will put you towards your dream job, GotTheJob.ca is only a few clicks away. If you use the promo code DETOUR5, you'll get a free 30-minute consultation with GotTheJob.ca. Lorena, it's a beautiful thing. What did we say last week? There's 40,000 jobs available. Go to GotTheJob.ca, get a new CV, get some tips and tricks for interviews, and get the job of your dream, boy. You are your own boss. So the promo code is DETOUR5, and I'll get you a 30-minute consultation. So, Lorena, what did you do over the last 7 days? How was your week looking?
Well, I also got to do an interview. I interviewed 5 young ladies from the West Island. They have their own brand called Kinda Curls, and they make satin line hoodies, actually. So I put my order in. I can't wait to receive my sweater. But it's really interesting. They started their brand in a pandemic, and so you'll hear about that later on in the show. But I just been busy working.
Boys, a lot of powerful women on the show this Friday. A big episode I'm working on for Running with Wolves next month. You know, I'm coming off watching all these videos. We have to do a conversation about, there's a lot of black women that feel that black men don't have their backs. They feel that black men don't have their interests. And I remember watching an interview between Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin. And he was talking about in the 70s where they kind of pinpointed where that decline started to happen. So I wanted to have a more informed conversation about that. So that's going to be something to look out for in May. Running with Wolves podcast. But Lorena, last Friday, I told my trainer, Kareem from Good Fit Wellness, I said, you know what? Let's go running together. I want to get outside. I want to get more healthy, Lorena. So I go. So I'm thinking, you know, because he knows I smoke. So I'm thinking, you know what? He's going to be easy on me. He'll give me a 15, 20-minute run. We'll go around the block maybe once or twice, and that'll be it. So we start running. So I'm like, okay, we're in the West Side. It's beautiful. The air. I was like, okay, it's going down. Lorena, the further we got away from his house, my mind started telling me, the further we get away from his house, we're going to have to run all of this back. Mm-hmm. When it was all said and done, I ran 7K in 44 minutes, and I didn't die. I'll admit, we powered walk 3 times for 1 minute, and then we continued to jog again. But boy, Kareem was trying to kill me, Lorena. Oh, boy. But
he wasn't trying to kill you, and you should be happy that you made that time. 44 minutes, 7K, that's really good.
Yo, I ran 18 minutes straight. I was like, boy, but to not have done that for so many years, to just come out the cold and just run like that.
Yeah.
But what's equally beneficial was how I felt afterwards. I felt great. I said, no wonder business people run at 5 o'clock in the morning. I felt great for the day. My legs was popping. I felt great. Your nonprofit, Crown Project, you guys do have an event coming up. Can you let the people of Montreal know what is going on with the Crown Project?
Definitely. So every year I usually do a prom contest. I get a girl a full makeover for prom, but as you know, proms are canceled. A lot of things have changed for our graduates. Mm-hmm. So this year, I am giving away 20 gift boxes to students. So 10 will be given to students in grade 6, so I'm including elementary, and then 10 boxes will be given to students in grade 11. So this is for girls. So if you have a girl that's graduating, or if you are graduating this year, you could go to www.thecrownproject.net. Or follow us on social media, which is The Crown Project on IG and Facebook. And in our bio, you can click the link and you can enter in the contest. And all the winners will be announced later on in May.
Yo, that's a beautiful thing, Lorena. Great initiative, especially with this very unconventional school year. I don't know how we would have fared. For those of us that were in high school in the late 90s and early 2000s, I don't know how we would have fared doing Zoom in school. It would have been a mess. It would have been a mess. I'm so scared for these kids' education long-term down the road, because they're missing so many essences. Like, you know, Zoom is cool, but it doesn't take away from, like, the in-person kind of schooling, right? Oh, man.
Well, things are changing. So I think education-wise, like, they'll still learn, especially, like, with parents wanting their kids to have the right education. Like, you could do homeschooling, but it's just the interaction amongst kids that's missing.
Yeah.
So hope that part, like, especially during the summer, they get out there and they're able to, you know, hang out with their friends and stuff.
Nobody want to hang out. They want to play Fortnite and watch other kids play video games on YouTube. But that's either here or there. This Friday, DJ Moon One, you already know, in the building. Lorena, I want to do trap soul. I said this Friday, let's do some trap soul. Let's do some trap soul. That's where I want to go this Friday. Let's do a little bit of trap soul. You know what I mean? Let's smooth it out. The ladies are on the show. Melanated Mothers of Montreal, Kind Curls. Everything is popping. Montreal, my city. This show's brought to you by GotTheJob.ca. Let gotthejob.ca help you get the job you deserve. Use the promo code DETOUR5 and get a free 30-minute consultation. It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's play some hot blazing music. DJ Moon 1.
Little mom, got my baby, what's your name? Where you from, what's your sign, what's your game? Running up my advance on you, yeah. Spending all these bands on you, hey. Even though you got your own, yeah. You deserve it, yeah. You got diamonds and Chanel, you got purses. Sleep though, oh, little mama of all, yeah. Meet up, none of my chick gon' ride, ride. She gon' ride, yeah, yeah. Shawty hides it, yeah. I'm impressed, yes. I'm impressed, oh yeah, yeah. Hey. Shawty hides it, yeah. I'm impressed, yes. I'm impressed, oh yeah, yeah. Hey. She ain't like no other girl, no. Feel like we was lovers in another world. Wow. She ain't like no other girl, no, no. Feel like we was lovers in another world. Girl, I gotta watch my back, cause I'm not just anybody. Only me and you at this private party. She know I wanna be more than just friends. Wanna put you in the bins. Shawty gonna make her ends. I just wanna see you win. Yeah, place you up, take you out. Spinning it back, getting it back, running it back. Simple as that. Ayy, shawty finna make me double back, double back. Yeah. Hoping I don't get too attached, no. You a bad thing and you know it, know it. Ain't gotta guess you, I can't put it past you. You know your worth, but you come from the dirt, lie me, me. I get to my bed, probably why you lie me. You the baddest, baddest out of all your friends. She a nine piece, little mama, stay on 10. If I got it, then you got it, we gon' figure it out. Had to shoot my shot, but if I miss, then I'ma figure it out, yo. Shawty hides it, yeah. I'm impressed, I'm impressed, oh yeah, yeah. Ay, shawty hides it, yeah. I'm impressed, I'm impressed, oh yeah, yeah. Ay, she ain't like no other girl, no. Feel like we was lovers in another world. Whoa. She ain't like no other girl, no, no. Feel like we was lovers in another world.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3.
You always talking about.
You already know we got the best vibe. You already know it's the number one show in the city. We on Friday. The Morning Detour.
Like a rock star pulling up stretch limousines. So look at me, that costs a fee. The double C's all on my feet. You always talking about it, yeah. You always talking about it. You say that you rubbing the vibe, yeah. But I see that you got my body. Like a rock star pulling up, stretch the machine. So look at me, that got some feet. Them double C's all on my feet.
Spill a champagne in the air if ever you see me. Legend forever, but never gon' repeat. Gotta go get it, I'll show you why we be. Where we from, we kill what we eat. Pulling the gold in my mouth, cause I'm fighting. Tell them to do different, I come from the same street. I sent the money in the bell and I'm trying to get free. Close your eyes when I say this, just so you know that I mean it. I'm standing here on a Bentley, I never see me a ceiling. Close your eyes when I say this, just so you know it's a feeling. Just so you know that I made it, so that you know that I'm paid up.
You always talking about it, you never making no profit. I treat my like an option, if she talking and get out of pocket. I'm living life like a rock star, pulling up stretch limousine. So look at me, that cost a fee. The double C's all on my feet. You always talking about it, yeah. You always talking about it. You say that you're rubbing the body, yeah. But I see that you got my body. Living life like a rock star, pulling up stretch limousine. So look at me, that cost a fee. The double C's all on my feet.
Pull up with a drone like I'm Tommy Lee. Yo, we got a stick, ain't no rock with me. Million wrists, ain't no rocks on me. I'm pretty as f- wanna copy me. I heard you was mad cause I'm popping it. Wow. I'm popping a pain and I'm popping it. Wow. I hop out a plane and went straight to the whip.
cool if you asking me. Bugatti, nobody roll. Curtains ain't back of the candy roll. I know what my lawyer calls. I hate when I run out small. Pull up to the party, y'all. Yeah, we like the party, y'all. I finished the bottle, dog. Get it jumping on Mario. Still so
Where is my snow pants? I couldn't find my gloves. It's cold in Montreal, baby. It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Now's about that time for us to do some local and international news. Now, people, man, I know people are going to be in their feelings. There might be some unpopular takes here. But you know what I'm saying? We had to talk about it, Larina. So finally, a verdict has been brought, Larina. Derek Chauvin found guilty of all three charges for killing our brother, George Floyd. And that was a murder. So the former Minneapolis police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Lewin, I can't even count to four without getting tired. So imagine 9 minutes. Last year was found guilty Tuesday of all three charges against him. Glory be unto him, boy. Thank God justice will serve in one of the most consequential trials of the Black Lives Matter era. Lewin, did you feel this was a win for Black Lives Matter? Over just black power in itself, but it was just justice doing the course of justice.
Exactly. I don't know. I wasn't excited. I didn't celebrate it. I just felt like it's what needed to be happened.
Right.
And then also, it was hard because there was a video. It's plain as day. So to go through this all over again, all these emotions and watching the video and all these things, it's just, it's really hard. We have a long way to go.
How do you feel when the defense of Chauvin was trying to promote this ideology that George Floyd had a pre-existing heart condition? I'm like, I saw the video. I think the first class when you go to police academy should be excessive use of force. I think that should be the first class. Excessive use of force. Now, we're going to talk about SBVM in a few minutes, but Derek Chauvin, 45, was convicted of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Those are a lot of charges, Lorena. I don't know how much years he's going to stack up. So the jurors deliberated for more than 10 hours over 2 days before coming to their decision. Are you a little bit set back by the jury taking so long to come with a verdict? Even though we had video evidence, like what was the premeditation? Like what was holding them back from saying, yeah, Chauvin is guilty?
Racism? I don't know, but it doesn't shock me, because if you see all of the different trials that we've been following throughout the course of, let's say, even like the last, I don't know, 10 years,
right,
never come out into our favor. It's never justice. So, I mean, I'm not surprised. I think that's where it creates also this anxiety as well.
Yeah.
To see, and then we still have to wait to see what the sentencing is, like how long he will be in jail for.
So Chauvin could face up to 40 years in prison for second-degree murder, up to 25 years for third-degree murder, and up to 10 years for manslaughter. So was that 65, 75? You might look at a probable 75-year stint, right?
Yeah.
So Minnesota sentencing guidelines recommend about 12.5 years in prison for each murder charge and about 4 years for the manslaughter charge. Yeah, justice was served right there, man. Rest in peace, George Floyd, man. Brother gone too soon, unjustly gone. Now, let me draw a juxtaposition. So you have the George Floyd killing, and then this week you have the teenage black girl shot and killed by police in Columbus, Ohio. Now, I don't think any police killing is justified. I think there's different measures in terms of how to deal with situations. But I don't think the shooting of the teenage black girl, I don't think that was a racial motivated shooting. But let me present the case to the city. So Columbus police shot and killed a teenage girl who swung at two other people with a knife. Could we highlight that, Lorena? She swung at two other people with a knife. When I saw the initial video, Lorena, I was like, oh, I was like, he just jumped out the car shooting. But I said, hold on, context, people. Always get the context before you issue an opinion on any situation. So the Columbus police shot and killed a teenage girl who swung at two other people with a knife Tuesday, according to body cam footage from the officer who fired the shots just minutes before the verdict in George Floyd's killing was read. So the 10-second clip begins with the officer getting out of his car at a house where police had been dispatched after someone called 911 saying they were being physically threatened. Interim Police Chief Michael Wood said at the news conference, the officer takes a few steps towards a group of people in the driveway when the girl, who was black, starts swinging a knife wildly at another girl or woman who falls backward. The officer shouts several times to get down. The girl with the knife then charges at another girl or woman who is pinned against the car. From a few feet away, with people on either side of him, the officer fires four shots, and then the team slumps to the ground. A black-handled blade similar to a kitchen knife or steak knife lies on the sidewalk next to her. Now, he was too far away from her to taser. She was wielding the knife. She was notified. And had the police officer not done this, Lorena, she would have most likely knifed up these girls. Now, the fault here, Lorena, before I let you go, the fault here is on the parents, on the father that's there. Horrible parenting. He watched this thing from the sidelines, didn't interject, let the whole thing go on. It wasn't until the police shot his daughter that he's like, oh, she's just a child. I don't think every situation calls for the black community to get in an uproar. I think this albeit sad situation, this was police doing their job. She was endangering the life of somebody else. What were they supposed to do, Lorena?
I don't think it should have been a fatal shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could have shot her in the leg.
Yeah.
To stop her. They could have shot her in the foot. I feel like it could have been handled a little differently. So, yeah, that's my opinion. I don't think a life should have been lost either way.
No, I totally agree with you. I don't know why they don't shoot to disarm. I don't know why every shooting is like a fatal shooting. Like, this just came across my desk. So we have a Tennessee mom regrets calling police on daughter's boyfriend after officers fairly shoots him at the school. So Regina Perkins didn't approve of her daughter's relationship with a 17-year-old black teen, Anthony Thompson Jr. So she called 911. Here we go again. And what did Knoxville PD do? They swarmed Anthony's high school and fairly shot him in the bathroom. Now Regina says she regrets calling 911. Now this is clearly unjustified. It's been a tough week, Lavina, man. It's been a tough week. Chicago, all over the states, it's been a tough week.
No, it is a tough week, but and then we also have to see too, a lot of the fatal shootings are with our black people. Yeah.
Our black youth.
Black youth, black adults, I just feel that it's always handled differently as opposed to if somebody were white. Most of the time, they're able to de-escalate the situation and arrest the person safely. I just feel like whenever it is one of us, it's a fatal situation. And that's also causing us to not want to call the police. The police are supposed to be there to protect us, but we know that there's a risk if we call them to the scene.
Yo, an officer came to the Perkins home to take a statement, and Perkins allegedly informed Thompson via text message that an officer would be coming to the school. Perkins and Page said they told police Thompson probably wasn't armed, but authorities said they were acting on a report that the student was armed when they entered the school. Perkins realized the school was on lockdown after seeing a helicopter above the building. They shot another brother in the bathroom, man. I think we're, I'm not trying to incite nothing here, Lorena, but I think we're very much teetering to a point where the black community at large in both Canada and United States, there's going to be a revolution at some point. Because it's starting to stack up really, really high. And I know a lot of us are kind of desensitized because every week we have another shooting. You know, in the last 10-day cycle, it's been, 3-4 shootings? Look at the kid. I think that was in Chicago. The kid that was running away from police. He threw the gun away. They told him, put your hands up. He put his hands up. He turned around. They shot him. And,
But again, they're shooting to kill people. They're not shooting to de-escalate or to put a person in or what have you. They're shooting to kill. And it's always the black person that they're doing this to.
Yeah.
So I think there's definitely already change because people are fed up. So I think we are going to see more change within the following years, which I'm happy about. Even here with people running for, the elections and stuff like that, I think we're going to elect different people in office. We're going to be, I think, more vigilant of who we go after to put into these positions. So I think definitely I agree there's change that's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to speak about change in terms of the hate crimes in Montreal as well. But let's talk about an incident that happened over the weekend. So Montreal Transit officer lost his temper. I love these little bus kind of taglines, Lorena. He lost his temper. He punched a woman in an incident under review. So an investigation is underway into a violent altercation between several Metro officers, a police officer, and a black woman in Jeantown Metro this weekend. So a video of this incident from Saturday evening was shared widely on Twitter. It shows a woman screaming repeatedly as she's pinned down by what appeared to be at least two Metro police officers and then a police officer. So Montreal's transit agency said the incident escalated when the woman bit a transit officer and broke the skin. They were screaming at her to put her hands behind her back. He said she was resisting, but what is not normal is one of the agents, STM agents, lost his temper and punched the immigrant woman several times on the face. In a statement to the STM, said the bystander video, does not depict the event in its entirety and doesn't show the events that led up to the psychological struggle, that led up to the physical struggle. I apologize. On Monday, around noon, Montreal Mayor Valerie Plante wrote that some kind of probe is underway at the city, but left unclear if she was referring to the internal probe at the STM or a different one. How do you feel about this, Lorena? Some people are saying, well, she bit the officer's skin, so they're justified to punch her repeatedly in the face. Other people are saying, listen, this is another case of excessive use by the STM. I don't think, even though she bit into your skin, Mr. Officer, I don't think it was necessary for you to punch her repeatedly in the face. Like, they can't subdue her. They can't just hold her. They can't just get her in cuffs. You got to punch her.
I know they had to be trained in these situations. When things get escalated like this, they are trained to subdue somebody. They know how to hold someone. They know how to, like, you know, kind of tame a person. I don't like watching those videos. I did see that video because it was all over my timeline, and it was unnecessary. It was disgusting.
it's like the minute some of these officers are triggered, they ultimately go red. They ultimately get into Hulk mode. It's like, it don't take much for them to de-escalate. So it's kind of feel like, are all of our officers or justice of the peace officers, are they all kind of tittering on the edge here? Should they all get psychological evaluations mandatory by month? Because it seems like everybody is like teetering on the edge where just because she bit into your skin, you're just going to punch her repeatedly in the face? Like, that's crazy. So, however, the reality turned out to be more complicated. City Council Alex Norris said the investigation will be a hybrid one since Montreal transit officers are only 3 months away from getting a new status that will subject them to the same oversight as regular police. You guys heard that? The STM is going to get the same oversight like regular police. The new constable status will take effect for STM officers in July, my birthday month. 3 months before they get constable status, this is how they move in.
But see, you said something really important here, like a psych value, but on a regular basis. Because I feel that it happens to a lot of people. When you get into a position and you start to get some type of power or people start noticing you, your ego comes into effect. Like, it comes into play, it inflates, it gets bigger. And I think that's what happens with a lot of them. I think, obviously, there needs to be a really strict psychological evaluation when they get into this job. But I think it needs to continue on because different situations happen with them, with their communication and their interaction with people. Right. So I think that has to be ongoing because I think maybe they came in and they were cool, but then something happened and their ego just went out the door. And yeah.
Before I saw the video, and I'm not trying to make joke or make light of the incident, but before I saw the video and I saw like the STM wild now, I was like, God damn, STM really goes hard for this 350. How much is the Metro now? 375? Because the original report I got was that she skipped the Metro, right? So it's like, they're going hard for this 350. You know what I mean? People are hurting during a pandemic. There's no, like, you can't even get a blight in these streets. So over the last couple of years, we've seen a large rise in hate crimes across the province towards Asians, Muslims, Blacks, and the likes. So Montreal City Council adopts motion to beef up SPVM's hate crimes unit. So the Montreal City Council has adopted a motion to add more resources to the city's police hate crimes unit. I quote them in saying, we believe that this motion will be, by being adopted last night, lead to some concrete measures and concrete changes so that we can fight hate crimes more effectively, said Fo Nemi, executive director of the Center for Research Action on Race Relations. So created in 2016, the SPVM's hate crimes unit currently operates with 5 people. The hate crime unit only has 5 people, Lorena? The hate crime unit only has 5 people. When I read this, like, yo, they should never let me and Lorena do a morning show. We get too much knowledge. The SPVM's hate crime unit currently operates with 5 people, 3 detectives, 2 specialized agents, according to Montreal Police. The motion calls for adding more staff to the squad. Really now? I think so. I think we need a couple more people on this hate crime unit. With a focus on officers from diverse backgrounds and those who speak different languages. That's well said. I like that. Let's get some people a little more representative of the community that you guys are going to go or the communities that you guys are investigating. The measures also include collecting more data on the city's hate crimes and publishing information for victims in different languages. That's very important because there has been, not only in Quebec but Canada-wide, there's been an underreporting of hate crimes. So the statistics are not really up to date. So, like, it's kind of this thing, like, that just happens in Canada, and the police community just kind of pushes to the side. Because that's the impression I got, Lorena. Because how is there inconclusive data on hate crimes? This thing is going on. So hate crime sentences, I was researching this too, Lorena. I want to know, what are the hate crimes sentencing for hate crimes, right? So according to the Canadian Encyclopedia, for many offenses, the criminal code prescribes only maximum sentences, giving judges wide latitude to determine fit penalties. Judges consider a broad array of aggravating and mitigating factors into sentencing. So you can't even really go online and find out what is the sentencing kind of bracket for hate crimes. Mm-mm. All this got to change, Lorena. What's going on? Hate crime is like that forgotten division in the police department. We're going to put 5 officers, we're going to put them in the basement, put them next to the water cooler and call that a day.
Yeah, but is it like even a real thing? Is it like they just, you're on that board, that committee, don't do anything? It's just like they're on paper.
Oh, Lorena, I like the way you put that. I like the way you put that. I don't know, but this is a growing problem in Canada, especially in Quebec, because I feel so bad when I see like a mosque being defaced, or I see Asian people being attacked in the streets, or Black people being attacked at all times. Pretty much, there needs to be a clear bracket of sentencing. Like if you commit a hate crime, you're gonna do 25 years. Mm-hmm. There needs to be, and that sentencing needs to be harsh. That sentencing needs to be a clear deterrent to people to not commit hate crimes. And I'm pretty shocked that this is not really clear in our judicial system, Lorena. So I don't know what's going on, but attention is being brought to it, and at least Montreal is doing something. So that's the whole vibe of Montreal. They'll do a little bit, and then they'll say, "Well, at least we did something." Whether at least we did something, city. That's who we are now. At least we did something. So this week I started different. Typically I start with all the COVID stuff. I want to flip it around a little bit. I don't want to make people depressed early in the morning. But the police shootings are not nothing better either. No, so I apologize, Montreal. It's deep on the news this morning. So let's talk about COVID a little bit, Lorena. Oh man, it's like the nightmare that won't end. I feel like I'm in a Freddy Krueger movie. Lorena, like, it's like, what's going on? How many parts of this movie is there? So it's practically impossible to keep COVID-19 variants out. Really now. Y'all not find that out. Officials say as flights from hotspots continue. Why are these flights continuing, people? So it's almost impossible to keep concerning mutations of COVID-19 out of the country. Canada's top doctors warned on Wednesday. So since April 6th, more than 100 international flights landing in Canada have carried at least one positive COVID-19 case on board, according to the federal government. So I'm going to quote them and saying, "We know that with viruses, it's practically impossible to prevent new variants from arriving here in Canada," said Deputy Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Howard Enju. Instead, he said Canada should focus on its response when those variants almost inevitably worn their way into the country. So, Mr. Ford, Mr. Legault, here's your key task. Okay, we're gonna project management this, Lorena. Here is the key task. We need to focus on the response for the variants. Mr. Andrew goes on to say, it's very important to figure out what is we're doing inside our country once these new variants have emerged. India in particular has seen a flood of new COVID-19 infections with nearly 300,000 new cases recorded on Wednesday alone. Ontario's government has been pleading with the federal government to ban flights from India and other hotspot countries where flights continue to touch down on Canadian ground. What is it going to take for Trudeau to shut these flights down?
That's what I want to know. What, like, who's traveling? Like, why are these flights happening? Like,
but I was reading a news report that even when we had shut down the flights from the UK when they were having their strand and stuff like that, they're saying it still crept up into Canadian soil. So they're saying, how effective is the ban on flights? But we need some kind of measure. If not for just the well-being of the society's mind state. You know, I would just like to know that we're not just leaving the borders wide open for everybody to come in with a variant. Mm-hmm. So, an average of 46 deaths were reported daily over the past week, which was 28% higher than the week prior. There are over 17,300 variant of concern cases reported to date across Canada, with the B117 variant accounting for almost 96% of these. Meanwhile, provincial governments are rushing to vaccinate as many Canadians as they can, and what public health officials have billed a race between variants and vaccine. They even named the movie Variants versus Vaccine. This is the name of the movie. Yo, this nightmare is crazy. More than 10 million vaccine doses have been administered to date in Canada. But good news, we haven't heard from these people in a while. The White House has some things to say. It's been real quiet since Trump's been in here. So Biden says U.S. plans to offer Canada extra COVID-19 vaccines in the future. So U.S. President Joe Biden says he's planning to give surplus COVID-19 vaccines to other countries, including Canada, in the future as his country's vaccination rollout hits another milestone. Biden said he spoke to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Wednesday about providing additional vaccine assistance to Canada, but also suggested some of the extra vaccines go to Central America. He noted that the U.S. doesn't yet have enough to send at this time. So why are you talking about things that you can't send? Larina, don't give me that look, Larina. Why is he talking about things he can't send right now?
I guess he just wants us to know that he is here for us when he can't provide vaccines.
United States of America, things to come. That's their tagline. So Biden's comments come as the U.S. sits on a stockpile of vaccine doses that is not currently using. So they do have it as a stockpile arena somewhere in Fort Knox. I don't know where it's at. More than 277 million vaccine doses have been delivered throughout the U.S. according to the latest numbers from the country's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Boy, women can't seem to catch a break, Larina. Every time I turn, it's like, God damn, it's the estrogen, it's the this, it's the that. Why women are bearing the brunt of COVID-19 vaccine side effects? So since countries have started rolling out COVID-19 vaccines, more women than men have reported side effects such as blood clots, allergic reactions, and according to experts, this is not surprising. If anything, it shows the shot is working. How, Sway? Larina, more women are showing reactions to the COVID-19 vaccines, but they're saying this is good news. We should have learned about immunology and vaccines in high school, because I feel we're being sold a bill of goods. I digress. So whether mild or severe, data from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has shown that women are bearing the brunt of vaccine reactions, and experts believe it may be due to estrogen. They found a new person to blame, Larina. Now they're blaming estrogen. They're going to want to take it out you guys' bodies now. Then women can't have kids, and that's going to be a whole other dark hole we're going to go down. So in terms of just general side effects of vaccines, women do seem to have a stronger response than men, according to Stephen Hopshin Kan, a clinical professor of medicine at the University of British Columbia. He goes on to say, if you do have a strong reaction to the vaccine, that's generally a sign that your body's building a much stronger immune response. Hold on now, what? If you do have a strong reaction to the vaccine, that's generally a sign that your body's building a much stronger immune response, and you'll probably get more protection from it because of that. Larina, that makes sense to you? Larina, how does this make sense?
I don't know, but I guess it's like, because aren't you supposed to kind of, I don't know, somebody said like you're supposed to get like a bit of COVID when you get the vaccine, and I guess building up the, so maybe that's what it is? I don't know.
The fact that we still feel kind of unclear with the justification tells me that you guys need to better inform me, you guys being Health Canada, CDC, and so forth and so forth. One of the reasons for increased vaccine side effects in women could be behavioral. They found another culprit, Larina. Not only estrogen, Larina, it may be behavioral. Linda Dresser, an infectious disease expert and assistant professor at the University of Toronto, explained, women are more likely than men to report health problems to their doctors, she said. Everybody's an expert, boy. All the doctors and demonologists, like, this is their time to shine. This is their longest 15 minutes of fame ever, Larina. The CDC has never had a brighter light shine on them than right now, Larina. But I got more. COVID-19 experts say Quebec plan to substitute vaccines for a second dose. And they say that makes sense. So health experts say they agree with the Quebec government plan to substitute the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine for the Moderna vaccine in order to more quickly give booster shots to long-term care residents. So on Tuesday, Quebec Health Minister Christian Dubé said the province is considering the substitution because shipment delays may make it impossible to give everyone who received the first dose of Moderna their second shot within the 112-day interval established by the province. So Dr. Sophie Zhang, a lot of doctors we have on this show. So Dr. Sophie Zhang, who oversees 15 long-term care centers in Montreal Arena, she goes on to say, I would have preferred giving the Moderna to people who received the Moderna. But if it's not possible and they're telling us that there's not going to be even more delays for the Moderna, then I would be in favor of giving the Pfizer right away. Oh boy, they're going to mix the vaccines, Larina. So 8 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Quebec's long-term care system on Wednesday, bringing the number of active reported cases to 114. So Canada's National Advisory Committee on Immunization and Quebec's Public Health Institute recommended the same vaccine be used for both doses. But they say if the vaccine used for the first dose isn't available or unknown, the second dose should be a vaccine that uses the same technology. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. There's a lot of things in the drop down here, Larina. What's going on? Okay, hold on. Y'all told us it has to be the same vaccine for the two dose. Now there's delays for that said vaccine. Now, why isn't everything shut down, Larina, and the priority shipping on vaccines? Is that too much? Okay. So we're not in a world pandemic, so this is it's not important. Okay.
Maybe we're waiting for Joe. Maybe we're waiting for Joe. He has extras, so we're waiting for him.
So both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine use mRNA technology, which is short for messenger RNA, a molecule similar to DNA. These vaccines use genetic information from the virus to teach the body's immune system to build a defense to it. Very important, Montreal. Listen to this. While there is no clinical data on giving people two different vaccines, according to Jord Fritz, a microbiology and immunology professor at McGill University, said he doesn't see why there would be any additional dangers involved. So there's no clinical data on giving people two different vaccines. So you guys say, oh, there might be no additional dangers. How do you feel about that, Larina? How do you like me now?
Honestly, this is all an experiment. So whether you decide to take the vaccination or not, I mean, we're only going to see what's going to happen in the following years. So I don't know, because you've mentioned, I don't know how many doctors at this point, they all have different opinions.
Dr. Sophie, Dr. George Fritz, you have Christian Dubé. There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. Is anybody serving the food? Is anybody serving the food? I'll just end off the news by saying this. Fritz said he thinks it will also be better to mix two vaccines that use two different technologies, such as an mRNA vaccine and a viral vector vaccine like Oxford AstraZeneca, than wait too long to give the second shot. Boy, it's as if, you know what I mean? It's as if we're learning on the go, Larina. every day is a new set of challenges, and I know that's what they're gonna say.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely, because it's kind of like we're going along with, you know, the punches at this point. We don't know what's gonna happen. They don't really know what's gonna happen. So as things are moving, that's when they'll update us.
Boy, Montreal MyC, you know, let's play some more trap soul, man. It's the Morning Detour on the MyCKD 9.3 FM. This show was brought to you by GotTheJob.ca. Your future is now. It's the Morning Detour, baby.
She wanna be my baby, oh, and I can't say no, no, I can't say no. I wanna be your baby, oh, and I can't stay home, 'cause you leave me on like.
lightning. I don't fuck with silence. Open my third eye when you've been on my mind, and you feel what I feel. You wanna be my baby, oh, and I can't say no, no, I can't say no. You wanna blow Mercedes, oh, and I can't say no. If you take me home, lie you up. I've been on my own, tryna get the bag, yeah. I've been on the low. Tell me where you at. Got the car to go fast. I'm on the way, the way, the way, the way. I'm on the way, the way, the way, the way. I walk away, baby. Tell me to stay, baby. Then I'm on the way, baby.
Getting too good at this. If you missed the show, you can catch it on Mixcloud. Make sure you follow us on social media, Detour514. We on Fridays.
Steady calling my phone. I done told you before that it's over. Leave me alone. No, it's hurting you to see me gone. Dark clouds, you gon' see me storm. I won't go back. But trust me, I'm gon' hold that. Hold that. Play these games no more. I don't wanna be touching your name no more. I ain't tryna feel this pain no more. And I'm sorry, but my feelings ain't the same no more. Used to be my homie, you ain't gang no more. I am not a nigga you could claim no more. Traumatized, hoping it don't rain no more. You done put me through some things that done changed my aura. Now all around the world, I explore no door. New bitch, I'ma drip out in New York. Ass fast, really straight, heat, no Florida. Bad and she doing for herself, I applaud her. No need, yeah, I'm talking my boo. So please, leave me alone, I'm through. And it's all cause I was too started. I've been told you I'm gonna love. Steady calling my phone. I done told you before that it's over. Leave me alone. No, it's hurting you to see me gone. Dark clouds, you gon' see me storm. I won't go back. But trust me, you gon' hold that. Hold that.
Play no games, my love. I'm one of a kind, couldn't fake my love. Earthquake makes some shake, my love. Most of them can't even relate, my love. Used to be gang, oh, now you're not gang. Used to have fun, no, oh, now you got shame. Used to catch flights, but now I'm not playing. Play on words, you love it when a nigga say. I ain't tryna play your game no more. No, you can't wear my chain no more. We are not a thing, can't take no more. Waiting on your king, you could wait some more. Cause yeah, I remember days when I used to adore her. Funny how this shit just flipped like a quarter. Get a new thing, I'm a Fendi and Diora. Get a mood swing, I'll be gone by tomorrow.
Steady calling my phone. I done told you before that it's over. Leave me alone. No, it's hurting you to see me gone. Dark clouds, you gon' see me storm. I won't go back. But trust me, I'm gon' hold that. Hold that.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Let's show our love for our brothers and sisters in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and give generously to legitimate efforts to help. Vincentians Ulette McNichol and Donnet Jackson have come together to organize relief barrels for those affected by the volcanic eruptions. We're appealing to the community for donations of non-perishable food items to be sent off by the end of April. If you are moved to help, please call 438-830-2092 or 514-318-8763.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm excited to introduce a group of friends from here in Montreal, more specifically the West Island, who saw a problem us curly girls and boys face and came up with a pretty cool solution. So I want to welcome Tatiana and Catherine from Kind to Curls. So how are you two doing?
Hello. Very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I discovered your brand through an article from CBC, actually, that did a little article on you and your friends, and it told me about the brand that you created. So I'm super excited to have you guys on so that the rest of the city can know exactly what you guys are doing. So my first question is, if one of you could explain, what is Kind to Curls?
Kind to Curls is basically just our company of satin-lined hoodies. So we're all about protecting our curls, our coils, our hair in general, and staying fashionable while doing it.
I love that. And whose idea was it to come up with this brand?
Initially, it was my idea. I had wanted to get a satin-lined hoodie, and they were impossible to find. So I messaged my group of friends, and I said, we should definitely do it because Montreal would benefit from having a satin-lined hoodie or, like, anything for us.
Definitely. And that was Tatiana that explained that. She's the one that came up with the idea. And I think that's super dope because I did see satin-lined hoodies, but you always see them mainly in the States or, like,
exactly.
So you can never get your product. Like, I had ordered, like, these press-on nails, and they landed in Australia at some point here. So it's frustrating to sometimes order things from, like, abroad. So I'm happy that you all started this because this is something that we definitely need. Now, there are five of you that created this brand. So I know for me, when I come up with stuff, it's hard. So how did the five of you decide on the name?
So basically, I would say that all of us obviously have initials, right? Keisha, Kelly, that's K, Tatiana, Tara, that's T, and Catherine, that's C. And we wanted to have our name somewhat involved in the name. So we've just been bouncing off each other. What could be, you know, cute and catchy and that represents us and our brand as well. So by going back and forth, I would say it was you, Tati, right? That really came up with Kind to Curls, and it really shows off as well the brand and, like, what we're selling as well. It's perfect and it suits what we are selling.
No, but that's dope. So everybody is basically intertwined in the name of the brand.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's cool. And then also, because there's so many people that are getting back to the natural hair journey, discovering their curl patterns, their natural hair. So a lot of people might not know the benefits of having satin-lined clothing. So could you guys speak on some of the benefits just to educate some of our listeners, like why they should pick this besides like a regular cotton hoodie?
Yeah, so basically with satin, anything incorporating satin, it's very gentle on the hair. So basically it can maintain your hairstyle and it's gentle as well compared to, let's say, a cotton hoodie that can really pull on our hair and damage it. And as well, satin, it retains moisture, which is really necessary in order for our hair to, you know, flourish. So these are benefits that will make our hair beautiful and last.
Sorry to cut you off, but I do think it's important that people know the difference. And that is why a lot of our products are satin based, like when we go to like bonnets and stuff like that, just to know what the benefits are. So another thing that I read about your brand is that each of you play a role. Like everyone has a specific role. So if you could tell us who does what exactly.
So we have our co-founder, Kelly, who has been sewing since she was younger. So she really took charge of the sewing. She's slowly teaching all of us how to sew. Tara, she, another co-founder, she has a background in graphic designing, so she created the logo. We have Keisha, another co-founder, who does all the embroidering. Catherine and I are slowly learning how to sew and everything, and we take care of the inventory, financials, social media. Mm-hmm. We all kind of dabble in something.
Definitely. We definitely feed off of each other. We are learning how to sew as well. We cut fabric, we package, all of that.
No, I love that everybody has their own role, but everybody's teaching each other the knowledge that they have so that everybody is kind of like self-sufficient. So I think that's really cool that you guys are learning this at the beginning because you just started this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our launch date was March 5th.
So that's amazing to me because we're in the middle of a whole like panorama that's happening. You guys went ahead and started this brand. And I saw on your Instagram, you guys all got together and you made like a video thanking your supporters and keeping us updated on the orders and stuff. So for you, how does it feel that you've been receiving this love, the support and people purchasing, you know, the sweat?